Campus FM jippreżenta Storja Oġġett il-produzzjoni u prezentazzjoni ta' Emanuel Buttigieġ u Liam Gawċi.
Dr. Paul Olivia proudly received the constitutional instruments and displayed them to the people.
Combattenti! Terra! Mare dell'aria!
And unless it was possible to change Mr. Mintoff's mind, I do not believe that the facilities that he was prepared to grant would have been adequate, and therefore I don't think any defense agreement would have been possible.
The people of Malta have voted at the last general election, barely 4 months ago, for union with Britain.
Merħba l-semmija ta' Campus FM għal-program Storja Oġġett ma' Emanuel Buttigieġ u Liam Gawċi. Illum magħna għandna lil Claudia Garradas bħala l-mistiedna. Claudia ilha sa mill-2016 tieħu ħsieb il-ħidma ġewwa Malta tal-Malta Study Center. Hija mill-Portugal fejn qabel ma ġittiex Malta kienet il-kuratur tal-Fine Arts Museum fl-Università ta' Porto. Il-baċċellerat tagħha kif l-istorja tal-arti segwit minn iktar studji fil-qasam tal-mużewijiet. Għandha esperjenza kbira bħala kuratur ta' kollezzjonijiet miktuba u fil-fatt ix-xogħol tagħha mal-Malta Study Center huwa ndirizzat lejn l-organizzazzjoni ta' arkivi lokali bħal parte mill-proċess li jwassal għad-diġitazzjoni tagħhom. Illum ma' Claudia ser nitkellmu dwar arti marbuta mal-baħar permezz ta' tpinġijiet mill-kollezzjonijiet tal-Muża, il-Mużew Marittimu u l-Mużew tal-Katedral. Dan l-episodju ser ikun bl-Ingliż. Claudia, welcome to our program. Thank you so much for being with us. And I was just explaining to our listeners that we shall be talking about the roots of maritime art using prints, drawings, and an album belonging to Muża, the Maritime Museum, and the Cathedral Museum. So, over to you to guide us through this maritime journey today.
Thank you very much for inviting me to be here today. Yes, it was not easy to choose only five. only five drawings to illustrate this idea of the roots of the maritime, the different roots of the maritime art. So I chose two prints, as you said, one travel journal and two drawings. These are part of the collections of Muża, Maritime Museum and Cathedral Museum. And they were recently digitized by the Malta Study Center. And they are available on our website, HMML Reading Room and Museum, with the exception of the Museum of the Cathedral Museum in Udine, because we finished this project very recently and we still need to upload the image. But it's important to tell our audience that this one is still not available, but will be soon.
Good. And I will remind our audience that there will be links on the Facebook pages of the Department of History and Campus FM where they will be able to see the objects that Claudia will be talking about.
Very good, thank you. So why I chose these subjects? Well, when you are cataloging, you're creating histories, you're making connections and you're discovering people. And this is how you build the history of the objects. So when I was cataloging these objects, I started to realize that when it comes to maritime art, you can have different kinds of creators with different backgrounds. It can be an artist, as we all know, the artist, but also can be an engineer, a cartographer, a traveler, a man of the sea. And but was not only the creators that I realized that are different, that can be different. Also the goals, the purposes can assume several forms. The social, of course, and political context. Even the medium and technique used, they play a very important role when you are creating these stories, when you want to give some kind of context to the objects and also to make these connections. And all of these things will help you to understand and to read the object differently. And this is the most fun part of the cataloging, of the cataloging work. We all know that ships and boats have been included in art from almost the earliest times, and that maritime art is used as evidence for naval history, and this is perhaps the most direct way of reading and interpreting this form of art. However, if we consider all the other elements, the creators, the context, the proposers, other roots, other stories can be traced, can be learned. And that's why I chose these objects, because they illustrate this idea. And this is just an introduction to this idea that came to me when I was cataloging these objects.
I must admit, it's an amazing hypothesis. and I think it gets both myself and Manuel and our listeners thinking about the strength and the power of the medium of art and the sea. We live on a rock in the middle of the Mediterranean, and I think it has affected the way we live much more than we actually know, surely.
Absolutely, and we tend to look to, as I said, to maritime as evidence for the history of maritime history, military history. But when you start to make these connections, you realize that there's a lot more. You need to understand who are the creators, why they did this, why they create this visual record.
And hence why we are here. We're going to take a step back and listen to you and what has inspired you. And so we start with the first picture.
Okay, let's start with the first picture and our first creator. Actually, we have two. This is a lithograph that belongs to Musa collection. This lithograph was produced in the 19th century by Giuseppe Strickland. And this lithograph has an inscription that says, Disegno di Fra Opiso Guidotti, Cavaliere di Malta, 16th century. And when I was reading this inscription, I thought to myself, wow, I need to know more about this Opizzo Guidotti, this knight, because I need to understand where this lithography comes from. So, and then, of course, with the help of friends and people that are more into the history of the order and know more about the history of the island than me, I asked Dr. Valerio Venezio, I asked Dr. Manuel Libotticic for some help to find more about this Opizzo Guidotti. So Opizzo Guidotti was a member of the order, and he was appointed Lieutenant General of the Papal Galleys, and he kept a journal of his caravans. And this journal has detailed descriptions of harbors, cities, galleys, and people with fascinating color drawings.
Mm-hmm.
In the 19th century, Giuseppe Strickland produced a set of lithographies related to Malta from some of these drawings that are in this manuscript, when he was actually doing a copy of the original manuscript. So Guidotti is our man of the sea, as I mentioned previously. He doesn't have any education in arts. The drawings that he made to support, to illustrate his journal, and when I was looking to the prints and then to the original drawings, we don't see detailed representations of the harbors or the galleys. Even the figures, they're very childish.
Mm-hmm. Stick men almost.
yes. And that's what actually caught my attention. Wow, this is fantastic. But still, this manuscript, even with all these drawings and detailed descriptions, played a significant role as a navigation guide at the time. Even today, both the lithographies and the original drawings from the manuscript, they are unique historical resources, but we need to understand the creator of these drawings, because if we look to these drawings, we cannot say that they are beautiful drawings drawn like he was a Leonardo or Michelangelo, but they are important, and we need to understand why they don't come to us as detailed drawings when we are talking about galleys and harbors and navigational, as a navigational guide. So that's why that makes this subject very interesting.
Yes, for those who have seen these images by Guidotti that have been reproduced in books and so on, but not all of them, because there's a few that tend to get reproduced often, but actually there's a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
And I also, like you, find them fascinating because of the raw element to them, as it were. You know, there's a sense of immediacy, and it's almost picture him while he's Yeah,
it's a quick drawing, yes,
across
yes, yes.
the Mediterranean, and he's doing this from what he's seeing. It's the hand of the mariner himself.
He's doing something which was done all over the world. So in all the great maritime nations, you find these kind of documents, especially on the Iberian Peninsula. You find this a lot. And then also the Genoese sailors, captains, and navigators, who obviously were doing most of the hard work for the explorers of the New World. It keeps on going until the 19th century.
But today you have this subject in a museum.
Yes.
And if you don't have this information, you won't be able to understand. You will look to these lithographies. And your first impression might be, okay, these are not great
exactly.
Objects. These are not. So, but if you understand,
if you give a context
exactly
to your subject matter, suddenly exactly. you start seeing colors which are not actually there,
exactly.
And give you a better view of the world that these people were living in, but of what they wanted to transmit. Mm-hmm. When they were drawing these,
exactly
isolated, they lose their sense. But if you know what the story behind the object, it perhaps will give a great exhibition with the lithographies, the original drawings, and even a little bit more about Opisu Ghidotti. But that's what I'm...
This is a very interesting suggestion.
But that's what I realized when I was doing cataloging. And it's important to say that I'm not an historian or an art historian. I'm a museum professional. So for me, making these connections is what makes my job interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So when I start to realize, no, wait, I have different creators here, so different readings can be made from these objects, not only the street art or historian line.
Mm-hmm. On that note about connections, we will pause for a brief musical interlude, but stay with us so that with Claudia we keep exploring this subject.
I am sailing home again, across the sea. I am sailing stormy waters to be near you, to be free. I am flying like a bird across the sky. I am flying, passing.
Lura għattin parti tal-program tana storja oġġett infakkarkom li l-lum l-intervista bl-Inglis u mħana għanna l-Claudia Garradas. Claudia, we are sailing through a number of images and I don't want to lose any more time and we're on to the second one. And what are we looking at?
So, now we are looking into an etching, a bird's eye view dated from the 18th century. Of arbor with indications for protection and security of the same arbor. This is an object that belongs to Musa and was produced by two brothers, two naval engineers. These two naval engineers, they had excellent drawing skills, Nicolo Sozan and Pierre Rozan. And the fact of being very talented in drawing gave them, together with all the historical context of the time, the Age of Enlightenment, the empowerment of the French Navy, the opportunity to produce various works related to maritime and military art. This print, with another five prints, were produced for educational purposes of young Navy soldiers. So these two brothers, engineers by education, created very technical drawings, because one was drawing, the other one was producing the was engraving. But of course, these very technical records, visual records, they are combined with artistic features. So when studying this particular object and when putting this object within the context of the maritime art, it acquires a completely different reading. It's not just a print. It has the naval education.
The scientific, the engineering
behind it. Exactly, combined with some artistic features. Mm.
Here, when we're talking about the Age of Enlightenment and maritime history, we cannot leave maritime history in a vacuum and not talk about the science behind it. The Enlightenment was stressing that making the world a smaller place was not something that the internet did. It was the sea that started it all off. And these kind of instruction manuals were found in any naval school around the world, and the French were leading the way. We have a lot of evidence and information that even the nautical school in Malta was using these kind of documents. And I also like the small details in the top right corner. The viewers, the listeners, can actually look the image up and see a little head blowing the wind across the cliffs, and how it's going to affect the ships that are sailing. And we tend to forget about this, about how difficult it is to sail a ship.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
We are, sorry to...
When we're at the mercy of nature. Mm. Still.
Exactly.
that's but point. We are doing exactly what I believe the work in the museum should be done. That's what we are just doing without agreeing on nothing. I'm presenting you an object that I catalogue with the I search for the information, and you now, you are completing that information with your knowledge. Emmanuel is also bringing his expertise into this. And then in the end, this is what I meant when we start our conversation. We are creating stories, we are making connections, and that's the way this work should be done.
That's why it's better to be a museum professional.
Absolutely.
What about the next one, Claudia?
The next one is a travel journal dated from the 19th century that belonged to David Frederick Markham, and it's part of the Maritime Museum collection.
Liam's collection.
Yes.
it's Malta's collection. I am allowed, luckily, to care for it.
Yes.
This was produced between 1845 and 1846. He visited Malta together with his family, and he visited several sites in the island, which he registered in his album with indication of the subject, and in some drawings with date and location. Most of them are landscapes, maritime subjects, and also includes a map
of the island. I have a bit of a sore point to share with our listeners, because we do not have the complete diary. This was in my early days at the museum, and that's around 14 years ago, where we went at auction, and this was in two parts. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I only managed to get one part. the other part is still in existence in a private collection in Malta. But the beauty about this, Claudia, and when you chose this, I was very happy because the images are beautiful.
They are.
Nothing spectacular, but they are beautiful. But their details and the sort of tongue-in-cheek also of the images complement the diary itself and what Frederick Markham is actually talking to us about.
Correct, but this can have another reading. Travel journals are very particular historical sources. They need to be treated and analyzed with care.
Mm.
Because these are personal records. They carry all the feelings of the creator, including his opinion and judgment about the place that he's visiting, about the people. So sometimes these representations are far away of being accurate. So, again, they are very important historical resources, but we need to look at them with some care.
It's a very subjective account. But then again, which source is not subjective in some way or another? But in its subjectivity, you have something very interesting because you're getting exactly the point of view of someone. Now, that's our job as historians, curators, and so on, to balance that out with other sources and be able to triangulate and therefore make it more valuable.
Yeah. We need a set of goggles, which, for want of a better word, we need to try to be neutral at analyzing it, but we need to see what was his background, why was he saying this, why was he drawing Dingle Cliffs as if they were something out of New Zealand, if you look at the images. But at the same time, he has images of Maltese traditional boats, which, for example, it is the only known image of a Sprunara with a wooden cabin at the back.
Exactly.
I see.
It's just a beautiful choice, Claudia.
The travel albums, they are very interesting because they are the representation of someone's imaginary and they become the reality for others.
Exactly. And we move on to the last one, Claudia.
Yes, let's move to the last ones. So the last ones are two drawings made by the French artist. So here we have finally our artists. Two beautiful drawings representing two shipwrecks near the coast. One is at Musa and the other one is at the Cathedral Museum in Medina. They were made by Adrian Manglard. He was a skilled maritime painter born in 1695. Here we have the representation of the artist, his impression of the subject. And why I chose these drawings, because Adrian Manglard, our first master, was Adrian van der Kabel, a Dutch Golden Age landscape artist. And why this is important? Because it was during the Dutch Golden Age period, 17th, 18th centuries, that maritime art became a distinct form of art, completely separated from the landscape. So they are other representations.
And looking at the image, and again, people can see it on Facebook, it does have that Dutch feel to it.
It is, and it is another facet of maritime art where the Dutch now want to be political. They are directly competing with the British Navy and with the French Navy for the East, for the spices, and for the East India companies that were popping up all over Dutch territories.
And so dramatic as
it is.
Exactly. and this is the artist, as we know him, as I mentioned in the beginning. He's making use of the medium, of the technique.
Yes, the artistic license.
Yes, in this particular one, he's using sanguine. The other one in the Cathedral Museum, he used pen and brown ink.
So powerful that even the British royal family wanted to steal this kind of style.
I can understand why.
Yes, and to promote their grandeur. We are nearing our end, Claudia, of this very, very stimulating interview. When you bring all these together, what would be your personal conclusion as Claudia Garadas?
Well, bringing all this together makes me realize, because working with the Malta Study Center has given me the opportunity to get out of my comfort zone and to learn more about the history of Malta. And my conclusion is, together with many other visual records, a new or a different maritime history can be written.
A new set of eyes looking at our maritime history and our maritime collections spread all over the island. Claudia, thank you once again for accepting our invitation. An amazing interview. Myself, Liam Gauci, and Emmanuel Buttigieg would like to say goodbye, and we'll meet up next week.
Għadkom kemm smajtu Storja Oġġett, bi produzzjoni u prezentazzjoni ta' Emmanuel Buttigieg flimkien ma' Liam Gauci.